The letters reveal tensions between bin Laden and other top terrorists. He rebuffed pleas from his deputy, Ayman al-Zawahiri, to merge al-Qaeda with al-Shabaab in Somalia. And he rejected Anwar al-Awlaki as a proposed leader in Yemen. Although the U.S.-born al-Awlaki had masterminded the 2009 underwear bomb plot, bin Laden asked that al-Awlaki send us the resume. Although isolated, bin Laden continued to map new attacks. In May 2010, bin Laden wrote he wanted to target General David Petraeus, the head of the U.S. Central Command. And he wanted to kill President Obama, noting that will make Biden take over, which will lead the U.S. into a crisis. Bin Laden planned to mark the 10th anniversary of 9/11 with a new message to the American people. He was killed 4 months before that date. But in his last letter, just 1 week prior to his death, bin Laden was still plotting. He urged aides to take advantage of the revolutions that were toppling dictators during the Arab Spring of 2011. He wrote, "The oncoming stage will be for Islam, Allah willing."
It's also clear bin Laden was a bit delusional. By the time of his death, core al-Qaeda had been badly decimated by drones. His aspirations, Scott, were no longer in line with his group's capabilities.
Bob, bin Laden was clearly getting help in Pakistan. Do the documents shed any light on who was helping him?
Well, not explicitly. The letters, Scott, do contain some quotes from bin Laden quoting trusted Pakistani brothers, but they do not explicitly name anybody inside the government or intelligence services. And one more thing, remember, the U.S. government here has only released a very small fraction of all those documents and files seized by the SEALs in Abbottabad.
Mysteries remain. Bob, thank you very much.